And what about the talk that the minister makes in church is usually called a
sermon.
And
his text, sometimes you say, I would use for my text today instead of my sermon.
And the songs that are sung out of the Bible are sometimes called
spiritual hymns.
And sometimes somebody who perhaps doesn't enjoy listening to the minister might say, well, I really don't care anything about listening to the sermon at all, but I certainly do like to hear the
singing.
And there are, you might say, at our church, what would you call it if it were, the singing maybe sounds like just the voices. If you have music with it, if you have a piano with it, you'd say, well,
the music was fine today. And
right. Would you, if it were particularly good, you might say, the music is very,
very joyful today, very joyful.
And what about a type of song? I don't think we ever use it with religious music, but certain singers, folk singers, may say they sing a certain type of song.
Yeah, well, that's something, maybe something I've said before. You, that's what you folks would call it when you're going to have dancing of most any kind, and out, and I ain't talking about just sort of some few people, a couple or so getting together, but you're going to have that out, and they call it these hoedowns, these breakdowns, these shagdowns, and all such as that, and they have the liquor there and all of that, and that kind of music, and then they'll have them out. Some of them will go to singing them out songs. I don't know how you call it folk song, is what some kind of music they're making, but then it doesn't have the spiritual sound. The voice from the human being, you can tell he's not using a spiritual sound from his voice whatsoever, which in his, he got a beautiful voice there, and if he changed over to singing a spiritual hymn, why, it would be altogether different. Now, some people say that can't be true, but it is true.
All right, and did you ever hear that type of music called a ballad? He's just going to sing a folk ballad, maybe.
Yeah, I've heard people say that, but I never did think I never did enjoy it because I didn't think it. If I don't care what he sung, if he's trying to sing a spiritual song, and what if I understand ballad right, and one thing or another, they never did make it out for me to make me like it.
All right, and what have you ever heard anybody say anything like this? Talking about maybe church will be over by the time I get there. You ever heard anybody say church will be over again I get there?
No, I haven't heard that.
And if we talk about God, we may also talk about the other person.
Devil and hell.
And have you got any other joking terms maybe used to refer to the devil? Or
the bad man.
Bad man. Anything else? We can call it anything else. Bad man.
Yes, the only thing I've known, the devil with horns, the bad man, and such as that. And sometimes folks will tell the kids a boogeyman, and then they'll ask, who is a boogeyman? And they'll say, he's the devil. And about the only way I've ever heard it expressed.
All right. And what about if there's a lonely house off on a dark road? People may think they hear strange noises coming from it at night. They might say, that's a
house has got full of ghosts.
All right, and they might call it a, what kind of house? Would you put a word right in front of it? If it has ghosts in it, you might say, well, no, I'm not going.
Hainted. That's a hainted house.
All right.
Haunted house. The nigger said hainted house, and the white folks said a haunted house.
All right. And any other words for ghosts that you can think of?
No more than, no, they, I'm just young people.